Were you there for it? Were you there for it? Sweat. As we go 3-0, 26-12 on the year. What is going on? We are crushing the first inning. It's the most fun you're going to have betting baseball. I absolutely promise that. It's the best sweat around. 3-0, 26-12 on the year. We are pummeling this game. We are pummeling this market. We are cashing in tickets. And here's the beauty of it. We're going to be right back at it today. Right back at it today. Nice little 3-0 game that we're going to just duplicate here because that's just what we do. Okay. Make sure you're checking out Nathan Joyce's stuff. The two of us combined are making sure that you're going to win money on the N or Y RFI. That's what we do. What do we ask in return here at the Odd Shopper channel? Thumbs up. What do we ask in return? That you subscribe. Okay. I'll tell you about the tools. I'll tell you about all the great stuff coming up, but let's just build. All right. That's all I want to do. I just want to get back to work. Twin Stros in Houston. That's where we begin. Our first venture is down in Houston. Now, if you look at this game, you've got Varland on one side. I'm more interested, though, in Hunter Brown. That 28-7.7 or so K to walk rate is no joke, nothing to scoff at. But where you can get to Brown, his opposing batting average, XBA at least, 238, not great. The WOBA's not great either. Not fantastic, I should say. It's decent. But look, you can hit Brown. If you're patient, and you're not swinging at meat, you can get to him. Louis Varland's an interesting case study in this, too, because he does have the stuff to pitch his way out of this inning without any harm, but any contact made to his baseball is going to see some green. It's either going to see green in the stands or it's going to see green as far as getting through the infield, finding a nice soft spot to land. Varland is attackable at home for Houston, by all means. Granted, like I said, you've got some K's in this lineup. The other side of it is Minnesota on the road. If they can just be a little patient, you know, that means you, Joey Gallo, just a little patient here. That 35.9 K rate. Holy shit. We're going to lay a little bit next up. Over a half, Cincy, Boston. I think the bigger thing, as we always talk about, ballpark, pitching matchup. Not in small park here. You're in Fenway, which isn't terribly bigger. Now, what you need is, in this case, the road team to play ball. Oh, look at that. It's already moving. I'm sorry. It's already moving. 150 is fine. That's probably the limit. James Paxton just hasn't been stretched out enough to be counted on, I think, here. To where, again, you're talking about Cincinnati, top of that lineup, India and company. Getting a little aggressive, working a walk, which they do, slapping, just getting a little aggressive there. You get a base runner on board, that's enough to put some pressure. And on the other side, we're just talking about Boston at home getting to Luke Weaver, who, without the strong K to walk ratio percentage, 22.655, batting average is hittable. You can crush some balls on him. This is a guy who is designed to be in a position of sweat, if not worse, in the first inning. All right. Now, I told you about the Odd Shopper Premium tool. Just give you a nice little look here at what's going on. I'll give you some home run and K props. If you want to know, does this thing work? Just check out the parlay of the day. That's another video that I do here. We just smashed another one, plus 503, three leg, plus 500 minimum parlay of the day. You have the ability to build a parlay on your own. I just do it for you on my video each and every day, and we've already made enough. But look at this. You've got UFC. You've got the NBA. You've got baseball. You even have a week one prop up right now. You can play the Lions plus 7 right now, today. It's not even June 1st yet. I'll give you a week free below. And yes, this tool absolutely does work. Any parlay I'm building is from the Odd Shopper Premium tool. Every time I can brag about a 30-unit parlay day, that's from the Odd Shopper Premium tool. I'm giving you a week free. Okay? That's all. Last one. We are going to go under here. This is our NRFI play of the day. Easy game here when you got, look, Dodgers at home. That's going to be a problem on the other side of this. But you've got two pitchers that everybody in the world believes are going to give up a major amount of runs. And yet, look, the liability for Noah Syndergaard hosting Patrick Corbin on the other side of it is even money. Even money. It's not good. Nothing about Pat. Well. Most things about Patrick Corbin, not good. Most things about Noah Syndergaard, not good. What's the one metric that we do look at and say, all right, if a pitcher is struggling, not himself, or just overall flat, what's something that they can rely on, if, especially if we're tailing them for an N, not Y, RFI? It's a walk rate. Neither one of these guys are walking anybody. Syndergaard's walk rate is stupendous. Corbin's walk rate is just a little bit worse, but still really damn good. 5-1 for Corbin, 3-4 for Syndergaard. Stop. That's why we take an advantage here at NRFI. That's why we're not getting much in return, because that stat weighs so much. There you have it, okay? Over a half, under a half. On your way out, sign up for DraftKings for whatever reason. You have to be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. For whatever reason, you're not on DraftKings. I don't get it. I'm only on that Blue Book. That Blue Book shut down for maintenance right now. You got blue balls waiting for that Blue Book. Why don't you sign up, wise up? Take a minute. Look at that. It's going to take you no time at all to sign up. $5 into 150. It doesn't matter what you put that $5 on. It's your first bet. I gave you three NFIs. Put them up there in the parlay, whatever you want to do. I'll see you today, right? 4 o'clock Eastern with Ben Rosen.